hope alive in our lives. In the name of Jesus.
In the name
Amen.
Of Jesus. Amen. Amen. God bless. Thank you so much, Mrs. Smith. God bless.
Thank you.
God knew us a long time ago. He loved us enough to allow us to be born. He loved us enough to allow Jesus to come. Jesus loved us enough to die for us. It would be a disservice to Jesus not to love ourselves after all he went through for me and you. God elevated us by loving us. Jesus elevated us by dying for us. The Holy Spirit elevates us by living inside of us. Keep God first and be your best self. Don't give negative words from others power over you. Let God change you from a caterpillar into a butterfly. Just a reminder, the best is yet to come.
My contact information has changed. My email address is rosieh615@gmail.com. My telephone number is 318-442-6011. Thank you. God bless.
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT. Gina Alexandria.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
You see, our affection is our innermost and most tender feeling. Paul does not specify what these innermost feelings in life are, but they would certainly have to do with those feelings closely related to our life as Christians. Amen. Can I just share a couple of them with you? Praise God. First of all, it is a life of trust. Amen. If we look at the words that Solomon wrote in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6, he tells us to trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thine own understanding. And in all thy ways, acknowledge him, for he shall direct thy path. Amen. Most of y'all know that I teach in high school. Praise God, and I'm seeing some things. That's why I'm glad I got these young folks here today. I believe if I looked at the blotter right, I think there were 9 folks expelled from school just last week. All right, let me see the hands of those folks that are going to ash. Come on. Hey, y'all know what happened. Set your affection. I was talking to somebody yesterday. Said, you know, Our young people need some instruction, praise God, in anger management, conflict resolution. And I was able to share with a preacher just on last night. I said, you want to know something? I try to talk to the kids at our church about conflict resolution. You don't have to solve every problem with your fists. You don't have to solve every problem with your filthy vocabulary. You don't have to solve every problem that you run into in a negative way. Praise God, there are some ways that we can solve and we can resolve the conflict. I hope you young folks are listening at me. There is nothing wrong with trying to use the God-given brain that you have to walk away from a conflict. Praise God. And you'll live, amen, you will. I had a young man, I have to share this. I had a young man 2 days into school, God expelled fire. 30 days over at an alternative school. And I tried to tell him, son, when he got back Thursday, I want y'all to listen at this. Thursday morning, he came up to get an ID badge from me. And I asked him, I said, son, did you learn anything from being out of school for 30 days? Young man looked at me, no. I said, I want to make sure I heard him. I said, you mean to tell me that you were out of school 30 days where you were not learning nothing? You were not doing? I said, because let me tell you, at those alternative schools, baby, I said, I know what they're teaching you. They're not teaching you anything. I said, so you have missed 30 days where you'd be able to learn something. And you and I asked you, what did you learn by your experience? And you tell me nothing? Okay, y'all got to listen to the rest of the story. I went back to my office because I remember taking his picture and I made his ID badge. So I said, well, let me go give him his ID badge. But first of all, I had to find out where what room he was in. I go down to the office, front office, just to ask the ladies behind the desk to tell me what class he was in. Do you know that they had already had a long form written on him that had put it right back in that office? He was sitting back in that office. He just got back that Thursday, and he was recommended for expulsion Friday, all because he would not put down his cell phone. Oh, Lord. That Sunday school lesson this morning was on the money. I wish everybody would have been on it. How can I save my child? How can we save our children? When a cell phone becomes more important than an education, we're treading on some dangerous ground. We're treading on some dangerous ground. Let me say it again. We're treading on some dangerous ground. And then when somebody tells you, somebody in authority tells you to give them your phone because they got you. Praise God. When you refuse to give it to them, you telling me that you want to go back to where you were. Oh, Lord. I want to say to the children here at Second Union Missionary Baptist Church, some of y'all in Texas now, praise God. Think on a higher plane. Use that God-given sense that he's given you. Praise God, to think, because your life, there is more life to you than what you see right now. Praise God. And if you live to get older, you are going to have to take care of yourself. And you're going to have to take care of some other children. Amen. So we see, praise God, that our innermost feelings, praise God, ought to be to trust in the Lord with all our heart. Lean not to our own understanding. All our ways acknowledge him. And let me tell you something, he'll direct your path. He'll direct your path. If you read the text, it's an S on the end of path. He'll direct them young folk, praise God, so that you don't wind up in jail. You won't wind up on drugs. You won't wind up being a dropout, praise God. You will be able to stand up, amen, and say, I am somebody. Praise God. Maybe looking at the next, maybe the person that's going to have cure for cancer. We may be looking at the person, praise God, that may be to develop a serum, praise God, to wipe out any type of disease that may come in, praise God. But if you rob yourself of that opportunity, you're robbing yourself of a future. Amen. We must trust. We got to trust in the God. I was just last week, we've been in this this fall vacation Bible school. We're talking about people who have trust, putting their trust in God. Don't y'all know that King David put his trust in God? David put his trust in God. I just want to read, y'all, those of you all that's been in the vacation Bible school, y'all have read it already. I just want to read to you 2 Samuel chapter 22, verses 1, 2, and 3. Look what, and David spoke unto the Lord the words of this song in the day that the Lord had what? Delivered him out of the hands of all his enemies and out of the hand of Saul. Some of y'all may not know Saul wanted to kill him. Saul had gotten jealous, and Saul wanted to have him killed. Praise God. So the Lord had delivered him out of the hands of all of his enemies and out of the hands of Saul. But look what David continues to write and say. He says, and he said, the Lord is my rock. He's my fortress. He is my deliverer. The God of my rock, in him will I trust. I'm trying to tell us today, children, I'm talking to every one of us out here today, put your trust in the Lord. Praise God. He's the one that got your back. He's the one that's your point man. He's the one that's on your right flank, and he's the one that's on your left flank. Put your trust in him. Look what he goes on to say. He said, the God of my rock, in him will I trust. He is my shield. In other words, he's going to protect you from everything, all of those fiery darts that the enemy is trying to throw at you, praise God. Not only is he your shield, he is the horn of my salvation. He is my high tower, praise God. He is my refuge, and praise God, he is my savior. Thou save me from what? He saved me from the violence of this world. But second is, not only is it a life of trust, but it is a life of love. I'm about ready to shut down. It is a life of love. In other words, we must have a love of God and a love of our brother and our sister. Praise God. It cannot be one way. Can't be one way. You see, we have too many Christians who will say they love God, but they'll walk inside the church. They'll see somebody on the street, and they won't even speak. It can't be one way. It has to be both ways. You got to love God, and then you got to love the one who's made in the image of God. Praise God. That's a verse of scripture that tells you why. Praise God. Because if you look at 1 John chapter 4, verse 20 and 21, John tells us plainly, if a man say, I love God and hate his brother, he is a liar. And praise God, for he that loves not his brother whom he has seen. The Bible asks the question, how in the world can you love God that you have never laid eyes on? Praise God. So he said that we must love our brethren. You can't say you love God and you walk around here hating me. You can't say you love God. You walk around here hating Deacon Robinson. You can't say that you love God. Praise God. You walking around here hating Brother Bo Collins. You can't say that. Praise God. Because what you are, you don't want to know what that make you. It is not nothing bad to be. It makes you a hypocrite. Amen. And that's not too bad, because I was a hypocrite for a long time. A lot of hypocrites in there. How many of us are hypocrites? We used to be hypocrites. Yeah, I used to be one. Amen. So what I'm trying to tell us, praise God, that we have to love one another. Amen. And I like the way that thing ends. He says, and this commandment have we from him.